Yeah, I thought he was a little old now. Depending on X. All right. Well, one, very, very excited to be here. Thank you so much, Joan and Chris, for inviting me. And thank you so much, White Whale, for hosting. Last time I ran White Whale, this part wasn't a thing. That's really rad. I'm just really excited to be here. All right. I'm so excited to kick this thing. Let's go. This piece is about a creepypasta. I heard about you on our friendly neighborhood number station, your coordinates breaking through static, and to thank all the experts think they're secret missile codes. I heard about you, and then I found you wrapped in coarse-soaked Appalachian steel, and I'm not afraid. I cut my teeth on rust as thick as yours, and I've grown into a confident woman. Last night, I read a manga about a girl who enters a dreamy coma state after eating her parents' hearts. Through her dreams, she slowly manifests a new island in the real world, an island of cannibals. I think about this when I enter your walls, my hands against your hulls. I'm not scared. I'm just doing it for stability. Aren't we all? I find an old Dell computer tower in your rubble, and I take it with me. When I leave, I cut my sinister hand on your rust. I forget to clean it. There is one media file on the computer, a video file. I watch your video you're offering to the modern world. It looks like a documentary from the 80s, but who knows? I still see bad perms around Novell all the time. Hers is pretty awful. I cannot understand her words. What kind of documentary is this? Grains of unearthly static speckles, and it slowly zooms out to show the full body, and oh, I've not heard of it. Eventually, I will learn that this video is a hoax, but you and your rust are not, and I am not ashamed to confirm you. My sinister hand will fester, and eventually I will lose it forever. Tonight, I only lose my confidence. I throw away your coordinates, and I do not listen to the number station again. I wrote this before 2020 because I started feeling like big sad girl hours, but like it's unfortunately more like pertinent now. Upon hearing about the ghost ship fire, I remember telling a friend at an open mic that a similar tragedy is bound to happen in Pittsburgh within the next 5 to 10 years. At the time of this writing, it hasn't, but I can no longer afford my rent, and that friend and that open mic are no longer around. Something from my checkbook. So big thank you to Alien Budapest for publishing. Pretty rad and very honored. It's called Animal. You know, I used to look at liars as pitiful people, as movie villains, as failures unworthy of happiness. You say, I don't think dogs like me anymore because they ignore you when you try to pet them. I joke that it's because they can smell the evil on you. You recoil, reply, that really hurt. I was joking, and this is all a joke, right? And at least this cat at the party seems to like you, and maybe that's because cats don't give a shit about anyone but themselves. And I say, I want to be that cat. And you twirl my hair around your fingers until you get caught in my nets. Did you know that Jimmy Buffett wrote a crime novel and had the fucking nerve not to call it Murderitaville? For all his land sharks on the same ship for that. Very 2005 rock music video breakup, Chopped and Screwed on season 2 on VH1. It's a vanity story. Just invest a little more. Don't you want to be successful? The best don't edit. They're maximalists. The best hire people to edit their toes until they're unrecognizable to their feet. They're minimalists. Ultimately, all will reveal itself as just a dream. Listening to the wind between ears. I got drunk by noon on a Sunday, passed out reading the Rock of Love Wikipedia page. Woke up a few hours later, but because it's winter, the sun had long since set. Well, early signs of infection. We left our takeout at the restaurant, and it has rooted itself to the table, which is bolted to the floor. In 20 years, the soft matter from our burritos will take over the entire table. It will look like a rectangular mushroom dripping with yellow spores. In 30 years, my liver will be sliced in half by a surgeon half my age, and she'll be very nice about it. Have you ever been stressed? I'll ask her under anesthesia. What an awful question to ask someone who works 24 hour shifts. Back to now. We soften our teeth with sparkling drinks, and I bruise my vocal cord swallowing you in the parking lot. You're pulling my ponytail, and when you stop, I feel prickling across my scalp. little needles spelling intentions. More. This is a very silly poem. It's because I like to just jump around Wikipedia for several hours a day, every day, all the times. It's really healthy. So I'm very fond of the section that's just like unusual Wikipedia articles. And this is one about the Mariko Aoki phenomenon, in which case in the mid-90s, this like interviewer went into this like bookstore and was like interviewing people about like how do you feel about books? And this woman, Mariko, responded, "Every time I'm in here, I just have this horrible urge to shit." And it turned into this like thing where like other people were just like, "Yeah, you know, sometimes I'm in the bookstore, just kind of like go." And yeah, it then became like a phenomenon. The Mariko Aoki phenomenon. So I wrote a very silly poem about this very silly thing. In light of so much new information, it's no wonder you feel the urge to shit yourself. But try looking at this clinically. There are contributing factors, specific symptoms. It's a phenomenon universal to humans entering bookstores, checking phones, illness, walking reality, recognized with bow-legged pallid borderness bubbling. One sufferer describes the intensity as Armageddon class. Pain, increasing anxiety, worsening when the contributing factors encountered again. Flap of butterfly wings in Brazil, setting off a tornado in Texas. Handwritten check in New York, setting off a bomb in the catacombs. Continuous motion, seasick motion, chaotic motion, natural motion. Just one more. Thank you all for listening. This is about 2 years ago. Walked home. From the Mitski show at Mr. Small's, and I was a little drunk and I was crying, and then I wrote this. Called Amaro attends a Mitski show on a spring night in Pittsburgh. Bird bones are hollow and burn faster than my own, but I can burn too. Who knows if there will be any evidence of life after these flames subside. I turn 27, 28, 29 in the crematorium, and as the temperature rises, my bones shrink. That's why my teeth are so small and why they chatter as I tell you things you not along to until I fill you with too much despair. Or until you realize that I will not give you my body in exchange for listening. I already gave my body to the hot metal bridge and the stars. I was offered a job and I accepted it, but then they said that they could not give me a formal offer until I complete a credit check, which I may fail. If I fail, I will make a list of every bridge in Pittsburgh, and if I fail, I will insert this list into a randomizing generator, and the one that it spits out will be the one that spits me out. I'm walking to the Mitski show. Along the side of the road, I see my car, but it is not my car because the color of the mirrors actually matched the teacher. My car is falling apart. My car's falling apart? It's falling apart. I was selected at a young age as a child prodigy to fight in this war. It was all an accident and not nepotism, though I can understand why you'd assume that given who my father is. My father is a 58-year-old skeleton who calls once a month to ask me to call my mother, but everybody from our space colony knows that she died in 1979. My bird has hollow metallic bones and a humanoid head. It has lots of dents in the side, and because of that, I get pulled over all the time. I was selected as a child to go into space. When I cried, I was slapped in the face, and when I did not follow orders, I was slapped in the face, and when I made a decision that led to me becoming an adult, everyone just started to ignore me. One battle ends, and now I'm walking home from the Mitski show. Mitski is 5 months younger than me. I do not have family to borrow money from for rent this month, so I guess I should clean out the backseat of my car, which is falling apart. Her voice echoes, "Nobody, nobody," as my wreckage floats among the stars. For my obituary, they will choose a younger and hotter photo of me. They will call me a new type of woman, the type who didn't make her pain small in her heart, because when my hollow humanoid-headed bird hits the water, the waves will destroy the nearest neighborhood. That is my legacy. Thank you so much.